Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Buchanan Report, this 10th day of September 2019. My name is Ivan Buchanan, and I am your host. And my co-host, as always, Ron Hanks and Rhonda Moon Lane. If you're joining us for the first time, our call-in number is 347-857-1710. Again, that number, 347-857-1710. Our guest tonight is Robin O'Bannon, discussing the 13th annual HBOT Symposium. We've had HBOT on before, had shows on here before with them. I love these shows, very informative. I think that's about it, other than I want to remind everyone our website is thebuchananreport.com, thebuchananreport.com, where you can, you know, go catch up on all kinds of, we've got all kinds of links on there for whatever you may think you need. We got tons of them there, so go there, check them out. Also, the Buchanan Report YouTube channel, I'm in the process of putting up our shows on that YouTube channel, and I'm sure people out there have seen I've been posting on VA Corruption site as well, our shows, our past shows too, as they're done. So outside of that, how about that Bolton got fired by the president today? I don't know if you guys hear about that.
I did not. I haven't even looked at anything today. Who got fired?
Yeah, Bolton did, eh? You know, I used to be a Fox contributor, you know, on Fox. I wonder if Fox is going to have him back on, maybe find out what's going on in there, you know.
Maybe.
So, going to be interesting. Going to be interesting.
Isn't
all right,
it
that's
always?
It for me. Over. Other
okay.
than, Ron, this one's for not necessarily you, Ron, but MJ. How about them Broncos, huh?
She didn't watch.
Oh well, right. She didn't miss nothing.
I imagine not.
Raiders tore them apart.
Yeah, I don't like the Raiders though, so I don't care for either one of them.
They're
so
looking
don't really
good
matter
last
to me.
Night. I don't really care for them either, but they sure look good.
How many teams do they have in California?
Well, according to you,
see,
one too
knows.
Many. You know,
I think they got more than that too many, but
they have at least three.
At least three. I can't
well,
keep
got,
track of them. They're always
you got
moving
the Rams,
around.
San Diego,
49ers,
and the Raiders.
Okay,
Raiders and 49ers. That's four.
How can one state have four teams? And how many states there are that have no teams?
Because they don't have no population. Don't have the population. You know. But, I mean, then you got states like New York where you got the Giants and the Jets and all of that, and nobody plays. They don't even play out of New York. You know, so, go figure that one out.
All right.
Over to you, Ron.
Sorry. NBC, I usually don't see their stories, but they actually have one that we're going to like today. So the court ruled that the VA has to pay for those veterans' emergency room cares.
Mm-hmm.
This has been going on for years now. So the U.S. Court of Veterans' Appeals said the VA has been wrongfully denying the reimbursement. So...
what are they going to do about all the bad credit that these veterans got because they didn't pay the bill in which they should
exactly.
have paid?
Exactly. Because the amount is between $1.8 billion and $6.5 billion in reimbursement.
That's a lot
since
of tacos.
2016. Yes, it is. So
won't happen.
Yeah. You know, there's one here. She went to the emergency room because her appendix was about to burst. They denied it. I would say that's an emergency.
Well, I just hope somebody sends me an email when that first check that goes out by the government to start paying some of this back money.
Yeah, that's never going to happen.
Well, they can't even pay, and they don't pay on the, you know, the choice program. They don't pay those bills.
Yes.
You know, and they authorize those, you know.
Yes.
So.
I have never had that problem. In fact, when Gary, I had to call the ambulance from here and they took him to a civilian hospital. They paid all the bills. They never once disputed it. So again,
they take one look at you and they go, we ain't messing with this winch.
It was the dog. It was intimidating.
Yes.
Tinkerbell.
Yes. I don't know. I've never had a problem with it. They've always paid mine. But it's like everything at the VA. Nothing is the same across the board. It depends on your VA. And apparently the bills are the same way.
Yeah.
We talked about six deaths they're looking into. I got clear down here. In Clarksburg, West Virginia, now there's 5 clients for this attorney. So they've already charged 2. Now there's 5 more. That means 12 or more deaths are under investigation now. I can see how easily that would happen when Gary's in the hospital. You know, they give you that blood thinner, so you know, he's not moving around. And they come in every, you know, in the middle of the night, just give you shots. Nobody's awake. Nobody's around. So I can see how it could happen. It's kind of scary.
Okay. But it's a hospital. It's not supposed to happen.
It's not
like something out of a movie.
It really does. It probably will be. We'll see it on TV next week. Suicide attempts. Another story. From 462 in 2000 to 790 in 2007. Those are just the ones that are being treated by the VA. So now they've separated them.
Yeah, and I saw an article to where it was put in writing and it was by the VA to where they, in the writing, they were saying, you know, 20 deaths per day, 20 suicides per day.
Uh-huh.
But then they just come out and said before that number has gone up from 22 upward. I forget what the figure is.
Yeah.
But, and the VA said this as well. So what figure are they going to go with?
I know every week there's a different story about. So now they're breaking it down into age groups.
The problem is there is a life attached to each and every number.
Yeah.
We're not talking about donuts or M&Ms here. You know, it's very discouraging.
It is. And now they're just breaking it down some more, I guess, because it doesn't look so bad. Ages 20 to 24, suicide attempts went from 11 to 47 in 2 years. But for vets 55 to 59, which is going to be the Vietnam era, is went from 19 to 117.
Right. Quick question. Did you ever get a hold of that whistleblower, the gal that got, I believe it's a gal, I hope I got this one right, but the individual that actually got fired, we had Toombs' parents on. John Toombs. And the one that tried blowing the whistle on this, on how they were dealing with him, because the whistle was blown, that individual got fired. She's coming on our show. Do we have her booked here?
Have her firmed. It's a her. I don't have it firm yet. I have been in contact with her. I will get it as soon as I can.
I wasn't trying to put you on the spot, you know.
She didn't send a phone number, so all I have is email. But I'll probably get a hold of David, and he can get a hold of her. Yeah, she finally wants to talk. She wanted to talk before they fired her, but she was trying to keep her job, and I really can't blame her.
Right. Well, living proof that the truth finally comes out eventually.
It always does eventually. So Tony Woody shared something on our page today, and I thought it was very appropriate because it is 9/10 today, 9/11 is tomorrow, when 2,977 civilians died on 9/11, we built a taller building. When 47,424 soldiers died in combat, we built the Vietnam Wall. When 214,938 soldiers died in combat, we built Arlington Cemetery. When 291,557 soldiers died in combat, we built the World War II Memorial. When 304,000 die on a wait list, it's time to build a new VA.
Yes.
Wow. Go ahead, Ron.
No, I agree.
It's kind of hard to argue with that, isn't it?
Right?
Yep.
And that's just the wait list. 304,000. When you've got those numbers,
you know,
I've heard some.
I've heard some people come on and say, no, you can't, you know, discard, you know, we need to fix it. And others say, no, it hasn't worked. It's not working. It's never worked. It's just getting worse. We got to get rid of it. You know, there's a case to be made both ways. But I'll tell you, with as much publicity that has been given regarding the VA and all their ineptness in so many areas, if I was the decider and I had to make the decision, I know a lot of veterans out there are happy, you know, with the care that they're getting, you know, but that last bit of information, facts put out there on how many, and that figure's going up daily, you know, that are dying. There's a big case to be made. I'm afraid I'd have to go for this ain't working.
I am one of the veterans that has great care at my VA, but I also see what's going on in other places. I see cases here that are totally screwed up. So I don't know what the answer is, but...
Yeah, it's really almost like politics. I mean, you got, you know, a bunch of people over here saying this, and hey, you know, you got a bunch of people over here saying that, and there's a case to go both ways, but all I know is this: the figures are getting higher and I don't see it getting any better.
I don't either.
So what are you going to do?
Something's got to change.
Well, I'm sorry, you know, sometimes I heard it said a long time ago, and I think there's some truth to this statement. Sometimes doing something that you think is right, even if it may not be the right thing, is better than not trying something at all.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, we just, you know, but in any event.
That's all I had, Ron.
Okay, well. I only have one tonight. Comes out of the American Legion publication, and it's back to the Veteran Suicide issue, because this month is Veteran Suicide Awareness Month, according to the VA. And it was a question and answer interview with Dr. Matthew Miller, was the DA's acting executive director for suicide prevention. And the one thing that really caught my eye was they asked about the 20 veterans' lives a day lost to suicide. And his comment was, although the 20-day statistic is often used, it provides only a partial picture of the suicide data that the VA tracks. He doesn't say anything about the different VA facilities that don't even report their suicide,
right,
as we have discovered in the past. So, I mean, the whole, I read that, and it's like this whole interview was a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that's pretty much all I had for today.
It's all right,
really,
then we're
going
to go to
off.
Our guest. Our guest tonight is Robin O'Bannon of, I said O'Bannon, of Chandler, Arizona. She's a retired Air Force veteran, life coach, veteran entrepreneur, and founder of Fueled by Life. Hi, Robin. How are you tonight?
I'm trying to bring her on. There we go.
There you go.
Can you hear me?
Who's asleep at the switch here?
Awesome. Oh, wow. Well, you know, Rhonda, it's been a while since you and I have talked. I've relocated just a little bit. About to relocate again, but at the moment, I'm calling you from the heart of the Navajo Nation in New Mexico, because I'm out here doing some work. So yeah, I'm so glad
service?
To be with you. What's that?
Gallup?
And you have phone service?
I know, right? I'm not moving my head. I'm not moving anything.
Right?
I'm going to sit right here.
You got your 10-foot hat on.
Coyote country.
Oh, man. Yes. Not just coyotes. There's a whole lot of wildlife around here.
Coyote with a P.
Okay, well, that too. Yes, absolutely. It is wild and naturally beautiful out here.
Oh, yes, it is. So, we've got the 13th Annual Hyperbaric Medicine Symposium coming up, and I hear you're going to be a big part of it.
Yeah, I heard about that, so I guess I better go, huh? Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I will be there. I think it's the 27th, 28th, and 29th of this month. And I'm really excited. I got my ticket. I got my orders. I'm ready to go. But yes, there's going to be a military roundtable apparently that first morning, and that is I'm itching to be there, sister. Yes, absolutely.
I love that. So Dr. Carroll said something about they're trying to get HBOT approved for treatment of veterans with TBI at the VA. Did I hear that right?
That has been an ongoing journey. As a matter of fact, we were in Washington, D.C. Last year trying to make that happen. I've been sitting here on the line listening to your conversations about VA, and I really,
mm-hmm,
just off the record or on the record, however, please send me those statistics, those numbers that you sent, the ones that ended with it's time to build a new VA.
Yes,
I think
I
that
will.
The most important thing here as far as HBOT is concerned, and what we showed headquarters VA last year, is that we're ready to proceed with or without you.
Right.
The sense of urgency for this is incredible, and we'd be foolish just to sit back and wait for someone who has shown us who they are to do the right thing. Now, mind you, we're not uninviting them, but what we are offering is something that the VA does not have. So I do believe that Congressman Andy Biggs, an amazing man, is actually trying to put forth a bill to make it so that this happens, do this on a federal level. But no matter how good someone's intentions are, and I believe that Andy has the absolute best intentions, there's no time to waste.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
Ivan here. I've got a quick question, if I could, here.
Sure.
About a year ago, I think it was reported that there was a handful, maybe it was only two or three, if I remember correctly, VA centers that had the HBOT machinery at their facility and was going to try it. And then it was a couple years ago, we also had an individual on who was in Special Forces stating that in Florida there, it was basically, if I remember correctly, mandatory that when Special Forces came back off a mission or, you know, the type of training that they do, that they were going through this treatment, they were trying it out, et cetera. In other words, the VA, the military, you know, already started experimenting with it, if you will, for lack of better words. Can you speak to that? Because I remember just a year ago, I think it was, maybe a little longer than that, that VA had, in minimally a couple facilities, had done this. Are you aware of that? And if so, what's going on with it?
That would be news to me.
Yeah.
As far as I know, most VAs actually have access to hyperbaric treatments, and they're fully manned, but they don't treat patients.
Right.
that was kind of disgraceful. And as far as our special forces folks are concerned,
you just said that some VA facilities have the
hyperbaric
equipment there,
yes.
But they don't
That's
use
correct.
It.
That's correct.
Okay.
That is absolutely correct. And that is what that is one of the things that made it so unbelievable to us that the technology is there, the staffing is there, but they've not seen patients, and that has been going on for far as I know at least 3 years.
Only for wound
care.
Yeah,
and from other countries like Israel, et cetera, we have plenty of results regarding the validity of that treatment.
Now, I have to tell you, what you just spoke of as far as Special Forces and Florida, and I mean, I know that there are HBOT facilities in Florida that Special Forces have gone through, but they're not government facilities, not
right.
DOD and not VA. Now, but that statistic that you just said, or that what you just mentioned, speaks directly to what the Israeli Defense Forces are doing. That as soon as they smell anything that looks like a traumatic brain injury, then they're automatically ordered to do 50 dives. And I think that's one of the reasons why the IDF is doing so well.
Well, the party that was on the show that this information came out from was either a current Special Forces operator or someone that just retired. Do you remember, Ron? But, I mean, we were getting it right from the horse's mouth.
Yes.
I believe he had retired.
Okay.
And, yeah, I believe he had retired. And if I'm not mistaken, he was going to a VA facility.
That's correct.
No.
He would not get that at a VA facility. If he's active duty, that would be either Department of Defense or something private.
It was one of the private groups.
Okay.
And they were doing a study, so they were sending the guys from the Special Forces over for the hyperbaric oxygen
therapy.
Now, that
makes perfect sense.
Yes. I have the file somewhere.
Yeah. All the VAs having this equipment available almost sounds like the TVs that they won't hook up, they stick down in the basement. What's the point?
I agree. What is the point?
100%.
Well, let me follow up with that question. If they're in some VA facilities, someone obviously authorized the money to be spent and for the equipment to be put in there. Why would they go to all of that trouble and expense, put it in there, and not use it? Are you aware of anything along those lines to where it has been okay, they were going to try it, and then, you know, they decided not to, or this is just a show, you know, for whoever the show's for? Do you know anything about that?
I believe that Rhonda spoke to part of the reason. There is an on-label use for wound care, especially for diabetic foot wounds and wounds that are consistent with diabetes, type two diabetes. And so that would be there for that. As a matter of fact, insurance covers that kind of on-label use, right, Rhonda? Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does.
You know,
for
hyperbaric, because hyperbaric is a healing modality that is not restricted just to the things that we're talking about. Now, an off-label use would be TBI, traumatic brain injury, PTSD, which is a symptom of traumatic brain injury. That is something that the VA does not treat. Now, when we went to Washington, D.C., we had a conference. It was a very intimate kind of conference at Headquarters VA with Jake Leinenkugel, who at that time was a senior White House advisor to President Trump. And he was to report directly to him what he had learned from sitting at sitting in this conference room with these veterans. I was one of them. And there were Special Forces veterans as well, and other veterans whose lives had been absolutely transformed by hyperbaric. And at that point, it seemed extremely hopeful that they would at least start kind of a pilot program to see how it would work out. That pilot program failed to go forward.
So I have a question.
Well,
Robin,
yeah,
this is Ron.
Hi,
how
Ron.
Much of that do you attribute from the different regional VAs, the directors? They have the equipment, and they look at it, and they say, well, we don't have anybody qualified.
What's that?
It's a fair question.
It is a fair question.
Yeah,
I just don't know that I'm the person to answer that question because, you know, I'm on your side.
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
No. I don't put
yeah,
you on
are.
The spot at all. Let me tell you, okay. I served in the Air Force for.
First of all, number one, you got to bear with Ron here. He's been stifled for a few shows, so apparently you're the one he's going to take it out on. Okay,
right.
Robin.
No,
absolutely. You know, I have that effect on people. Talk to me, Ron. Just talk to me. I retired. I'm a 100% disabled Gulf War veteran. They couldn't figure out what was going on with me, what was wrong with me. That's probably a story that you don't even have time for. But I really thought that my life
I
was
I told
over.
You that peyote and, was in there somewhere. Now we know.
Oh, no peyote for me, my brother. I'm as clean as a whistle. And it says anything that goes wrong with me, it ain't my fault. So anyway, the miracle of hyperbarics was introduced into my life at about 2015, and I'm doing things now that I believe I never believed that I would be able to do again. And at the end of the day, I think that that's all any veteran wants. I mean, our missions are not yet complete, just because we retired or we became disabled, because we have a lot of that special kind of veteran love to give. You know, which is the most extreme kind. You know, like greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend, for his country. You know, and so all we want is our lives back. We want that more than we want a monthly check. We want that more than we want to fight. You know, because we have things that we need to do. We have things that, you know, we like to move forward. And one of the things that I had to do, as far as moving forward is concerned, was getting past my angst with the VA. And once I kind of got past that, meaning, you know, when people show you, my mom always said, when people show you who they are, believe them. So I did. And I kind of let that go. And as I moved forward with my healing, I realized that, you know, the most important factor of all of this is heal veterans, because a healed veteran can heal another one. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is Ivan here. I've got a question.
Hi, Ivan.
Yeah, you have to excuse me. I'm getting old, and so if I don't get my questions out, I tend to forget them. But this is a very, very serious question.
Yes.
Yes or no on the first part. You are a veteran, correct?
Okay. Very much so, yes.
Correct?
Sir.
You are a veteran.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Here is the question. You're openly saying that this hyperbaric treatment is doing wonders for you. You're saying that openly, publicly, on the radio, where the VA can, by the way, the VA monitors this. In fact, tomorrow you will be a part of a briefing tomorrow morning. That's what we've been told, okay, that every Wednesday morning the Buchanan Report's part of a briefing, okay, there in D.C. Okay, so now you're admitting that aren't you afraid that maybe they may try to take away, you know, part of your disability because you're admitting that you're getting better? The reason why I say that is I know a particular individual just because he wore a motorcycle shirt in to see the VA. They determined on looking at that shirt that he was wearing, I believe it was a Harley Davidson shirt, saying, oh, he's got to be a mechanic. And so he's working, so they're taking part of the VA away. Percentage, there's my question. You know where I'm going with this, don't you, Rhonda?
Yeah. I know exactly where you're going. I've already been there, walked that road, and I fear nothing. I fear nothing because I have to sleep at night. And I've already been through hell. I've already faced my worst fears, and a lot of them the VA was involved with. I owe them nothing. And if they decide to take something away from me, if they decide to be punitive in nature because I had the nerve to try to find something that would make it so I could function in my life, they can have it. So, yes, I am openly saying it, and I fear nothing. Who are they? Who are they in comparison with my life?
You go, girl.
Yeah, but they're the people that can take away that disability that you have earned, and they're not paying.
No. They can't take anything away from me that that I'm not willing to give up in order to get my life back.
Right.
No, I understand that part, but from a realistic standpoint,
there is no but.
Better and all
there
of
is
that,
no but. There is no but.
Well, I appreciate your feistiness, but the reason why I asked the question and I hear you being feisty is I just got done telling you that it has happened all the way down to just the type of shirt that someone wears.
Right.
I know it's happened. I'm crystal clear on that. And someone close to me, it happened to them as well. But here's the deal. If that's the reason why we're keeping our mouths shut, then nothing will ever change. Nothing will ever change.
I agree with you. I do.
Yeah. And there is nothing. So my brothers have to keep dying because I'm afraid that I'm going to lose my check. I've already been homeless. I've already gone bankrupt. I've already lost everything waiting for VA to do what VA needed to do. So now I'm going to keep my mouth shut and have my hands tied because why? There's some things that money cannot buy. Money cannot buy my peace of mind. And that's why I do what I do. And I'm a woman of faith, and I believe the Lord will provide.
Another question that I have here, and then I guess I'm going to have to shut up so Ron and Rhonda can get in with some of their questions. But in the original show that we had had the doctor on, Dr. Heinrich, one of the big things one of the things that really impressed me was the study that they did having to do with Joe Namath jumped in there and apparently got marvelous results, et cetera. A lot of people don't know about that. And I encourage the listeners here to, you know, type in Joe Namath, you know, famous football player and hyperbaric treatment and read the story. My question to you is there's one notable out there that the whole world knows who Joe Namath is. Are there any other notables out there, whether it be you know, people that are known to the world or people within the VA community. You know, like everyone knows Schwarzkopf's name, you know, obviously he's deceased. He wouldn't be one. But, you know, any names like that, any of them, have they gone through the treatment? Are they coming forward, you know, helping the cause here?
I will say that if you go to the website, www.healingarizonaveterans.org, or if you go to treatnow.org, or if you go to North Star Hyperbaric, their YouTube page, you will see all kinds of stellar examples of those who have been, who have experienced healing through HBOT. So if by notable you mean notable and significant results, then those are great places to go, and there are plenty of us who are. Who are more than willing to bear our testimony of the effectiveness that is HBOT. And you know what, can I go back for just a second, what we were talking about as far as VA and, you know, and fearing what they may take away. The one thing I find really interesting is how the VA can take away from something or take away something because of a treatment that they barely acknowledge. So can they have it both ways? Can they take away all of these benefits from these veterans that clearly deserve those benefits because they were clearly injured, and then say that they were not healed by something that they didn't acknowledge? Does that make sense? They would have to acknowledge the validity of the treatment at some point in order to take that benefit away. And so if HBOT wins and the country wins and the people who need this treatment, they win because of what the VA has now, they have to now acknowledge, then that's not a bad thing, is it?
Well, of course not. Of course not.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think the mentality, you know, sticks out like a sore thumb when you have, again, so many other countries, our allies, you know, even Israel, that have been using, you know, hyperbaric treatment, you know, for decades, you know, with
absolutely, I agree
positive
with you.
Results. And our government knows about this,
yes.
And yet,
yes,
they still, you know, will not move forward, you know, with a legitimate study, if you will, you know.
But I can honestly say that I believe if it's going to happen with any administration, it's going to happen with this one.
Why do you think that?
Because it has been my experience that this particular administration has been very supportive of veterans, extremely so, which is how we ended up having that meeting with Jake Leinenkugel to begin with.
Okay. Well, I'm not to put you on the spot, but I'm going to have to. What has this administration done that is so much better than the past administrations?
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, that meeting that was in Washington, D.C., that was no small feat. That was directly related to the current administration. And there have been a number of executive orders. If you're going to put me on the spot, I realize that I'm not prepared for this part of the interview.
I'm sorry.
But it can be looked up. It can be looked up and it can be backed up. Executive orders that have been placed out there on behalf of veterans. This administration has a way of honoring veterans more than previous administrations. And I speak from personal experience because actually I was in Chicago when I first started dealing with VA and when I first became homeless. So my own personal experience shows that there has been a push to honor and to care for veterans in ways that previous administrations have not. And I believe it's because this current administration really doesn't have anything to lose or gain, because it owes neither, it doesn't owe either party anything. And so there's more power behind that, I believe. He has really made, the entire administration actually has been extremely beneficial to veterans. That has been my experience. And I realize that there are those who don't agree, but people can disagree with my experience if they want to, but it is my experience.
I am one, and I'm going to say it freely. I'm not a Democrat or a liberal or any of that. And I understood what you just said, but I just see so many areas out there with long-lasting and lingering issues that have been going on for some time, all the way down to, you know, the homelessness having to do with the veterans, to the choice program bills not being paid. It takes, you know, the federal court to hand down an order that, you know, bills are going to be paid that should have been paid, you know, because of emergency. I can go on and on and on and on and on. I don't want this show to turn into something other than what it should be about, HBOT. And I think that, you know, I'm one highly critical of that. And obviously, I'll say this, you know, things don't happen overnight. If you see a change in those things that I just mentioned, let alone many others that I haven't, you know, I'd like to see the statistics, because the only statistic that I have seen thus far that doesn't bode well for this administration or any other administration is this administration has downgraded in one article the suicides to 20 when they just got done admitting the week before, the week after, that it's actually gone up, and it went up from when it was 22, so they don't even have their story straight, let alone it's apparently the suicides going up. So, yeah, there's a lot of work to be done in the administration, et cetera. But back on HBOT specifically, again, so many of our allied countries are using this treatment. And,
that's correct.
And why are we, to me, it's like all the other countries are getting their polio vaccinations, but we're not. I mean, to me, that's how ridiculous this is. It's already been proven HBOT works.
Yes.
You get no argument here.
I can't help but feel that the medical association has a hand in that. Just like chiropractic. When that was actually coming out in the country.
Yes,
they,
it is.
They hid it because they would not divulge their secrets to them. I don't see where there's any secrets in the HBOT treatments, but I still feel like they are suppressing it.
I think the case to be made is basically twofold. There has been so much use of this treatment for illnesses, if you will, for lack of a better word, that we know it works because of our allies using it. And so why it's not being used for that is beyond me. Secondly, since we know that it works there, why aren't we pushing the envelope to find out where else it may work as well, like TBI, et cetera? So, you know, where are the clinical studies being done on that? And, you know, who does clinical studies? You know, it's the federal government. You know, that was the problem, you know, with marijuana. You know, marijuana, yeah. Who did the studies? Well, the federal government is the one that would pull out a little bit to this facility, a little to that facility, and they were restricted to the results, can only go back to the federal government. It wasn't for public consumption. Okay, therefore, who's got all the information on really what is pot about? Our federal government. You know, now we're starting to get into a little bit of it. That started about 4 years ago, I think. Remember, Ron, when we had that scientist on and this and that, you know, out of Colorado. You know, But the point is that where, you know, if H bought machinery is, or apparatus is already at VA centers, why haven't we started the clinical process? Your comment, Robin.
I don't know what I'm commenting on. I think that there comes a time when a trigger needs to be pulled, and there comes a time when we have to stop asking questions that bear no results. You know, the VA has long since shown what its dedication is to, and its dedication is more to symptom management than it is to healing. And I think that that is what has motivated so many good people to go ahead and move forward with their own help, not just for veterans, but for anyone who could benefit from treatment. I think that is a perfect example. The chiropractic was a perfect example. There was a time when it was absolutely not respected. The history of chiropractic, I think if we dig deep enough, we can find that there are people that have actually given their lives to make sure that this could become a modality that people could take advantage of. I don't think that hyperbarics or anything else that is being introduced into the United States is any different. This treatment has been around and available since 1953. So why indeed is it not more widely available? But then my other question would be, why do you have to wait for the federal government to do what the federal government should do or what we think that they should do? My question is, who is the federal government? I'm a sovereign citizen. And the way this republic is set up, and I love this republic, and I think our founders were genius. They're absolute genius. And the way it's set up is that the power lies with the people. And if we think that it's good use of our time and our energy to continue asking the government or to continue asking someone that we actually believe is higher than us to go ahead and do the right thing before we do the right thing, we are the ones that have lost sight of what this country is supposed to be, not the federal government.
That is very true.
I'm on the website for the conference, and I was just looking at some of the things that are going on. So there, one of the is cannabis and brain health, HVOT in the treatment of opioid dependence, pancreatitis. So it is being tested. It's just not being tested by the government. I mean, there's a whole list here of different things that they're doing clinical research on.
And there are no shortage. There's no shortage of studies. There's no shortage of clinical evidence. There's no shortage of any of that. You could find all of that on treatnow.org. But the truth is, you can't make anyone do anything that they don't want to do. Honestly, if this was something that the federal government truly wanted to pursue, don't you think that it could have been, it would be completely, it would be in full swing by now? So there's something else here that we're not seeing. And any of us can speculate. We can speculate that it's big pharma, because honestly, when you look at the cost of healing someone through hyperbaric oxygen therapy, then there's no dependency on medication. There's no chasing of symptoms because you've hit root causes now. And so that could be a problem. The treatment itself is just cheaper in general, you know. So I don't want to talk about things like how power often relies on dependency, but power does often rely on dependency. If you're dependent upon the medications, if you're dependent upon treatment, then who has the power? Because that's a can of worms that we really shouldn't open. Because we're speaking in generalities about things, and what I really am concerned about are the specifics. And someone said something earlier, so we're talking about people here, not M&Ms, right? There are people attached to these numbers. And if you sit down and you just listen to each of the stories, then the federal government piece kind of fades away because you realize that this is available and we can make this available to more people as long as we focus on what it is that we as individual sovereign citizens can do, and we can do together with each other rather than depending upon some entity to do the right thing that has clearly shown us that they are not in a hurry to do that.
Yeah, one other comment that I do want to make that I think is important, and then I keep saying I'm going to shut up on IM, Rhonda. I'm sorry. you know me by now. When the doctor was on, one thing that you know, and I've talked to the doctor multiple times since the first time she was on, and I think it's important for our audience to understand that I was really highly surprised on how really affordable these treatments are. That's number one.
Right.
You know, if you're paying for it out of your pocket. Yes, it does cost you money, but it you know, by doctor standards, going to see a doctor and taking the meds, that man, oh man. You know, no, it's very affordable. That's number one. Number two, which I really kind of akened it to, it's kind of like, you know, getting a ball rolling downhill. Once you get enough of these treatments in you, then once you get your body going with the program, it's not something that you have to keep going to that, you know, or if you stop, it's going to reverse and go back, or, you know what, it's not that way at all. Once you get things going, then it just kind of like takes over and runs like in its own perpetual motion. I really found that rather astounding. And when the doctor told me that, I started doing some checking on what I could on the internet, and I couldn't find anything that differed with what she told me, you know? And so
right.
I encourage everyone out there to, I certainly don't want anyone out there thinking that I'm skeptical of HBOT. I'm not. I have talked about it to my own personal attorney, to family members for their particular reasons. I've made the comment. Me and Ron actually, my co-host here, we actually kind of went on a kind of a sideline bet on let's find that what there's got to be something bad about it. What's the downside to it? Man, we couldn't find no downside to it. So
we
if you're afraid that
one.
You're going to go in, well, it's not really. It's just a very temporary thing. It has to do with your vision.
Yes, it was.
A
nice.
Very
but
short period
still,
of time.
It was still a reaction, which is something that we had not been able to find.
Right, but that's it. That's all we could find.
What was that?
Did we miss something, Robin?
As far as negative effects?
Yeah.
Well, some people, the only thing that we could find is that some people, after the treatment, had a little bit of problem for a very temporary period of time regarding their vision. Outside of that, that's all we could find. As far as if you want to say that's a negative, there's a negative. Is there, other negatives to it?
Well, not that you're going to hear from me, because I don't think so. I was on 22 meds a day, and that's about average for some of these for my other disabled veteran friends and brothers and sisters, and so you want to talk about side effects. That look at that. But we're talking pure oxygen under pressure. It doesn't get much better than that. I think the only thing that has ever happened to me that I didn't care for was if you have a sinus issue, like a sinus infection, and you don't know it, you'll find out, you know?
Oh.
And so, so that would be uncomfortable just going up in an aircraft. So, you know, once I got my sinus infection managed, then there you go. There you have it. You know, it really is that simple. And, you know, here's something I've learned, because part of what I've been able to do since my healing began is I've been able to focus on a subject that's very near and dear to my heart, and I call it the Promissory Note Project, but it's a constitutional self-education project that is really dedicated to those who have descended from chattel slavery like myself. So that is, and it's about, you know, stepping up and becoming a full-fledged American and being a part of the American experience, which is something I would never be able to pursue had I not been able to experience healing. So that's been a project that's been about 7 years in the making. And here's what I have found. It is amazing how much really good stuff, how much truth, how many facts are actually hidden in plain sight. And I believe that there are those that are out there that count on us not knowing our history, not doing our research, not finding out for ourselves, just listening to what someone else has to say about something and then parroting it as truth. It is true with American history. It is true with a lot of amazing things that are out there and available that have always been there. We just don't hear about it in the mainstream. So it is especially true about HBOT.
Yes, it's not
go ahead, Ron.
Exciting news, which is what today's newscasters are looking for.
Right, right. If it bleeds, it leads, right? But you've got people that are working together every day. You have people who are loving each other and loving this country, loving this republic. You have people that are changing the world, but you don't hear about it. But just because you don't hear about it doesn't mean that it's not happening, so you seek it out. And I think that that's how HBOT has come into each and every one of our lives, those of us who have actually experienced healing through this modality and other modalities that surround it that kind of accelerate that healing. It didn't come because we saw it on the news. It came because people talked to each other. It came because people were brave enough to stand up and say, wow, this is really working for me. Can I share this with you? These are conversations that we need to have, and that's something that we don't do in this republic as much as we should. We don't sit down and have conversations with each other. We are so divided. They're just thinking, it's almost as if we're afraid to talk to each other. For what reason? Because we believe what somebody else
says?
I'm
afraid to talk to my wife. I'll tell
nonsense.
You that right now.
Well, now there you might have good reason, but otherwise, if CNN told you not to talk, then don't listen to them. You know, we all have a piece of the puzzle.
She tells me all the reasons.
but we all have a piece of the puzzle. We all do. And the more we connect with each other and the more conversations we have, the more amazing answers we'll come up with. That's who we're supposed to be. That's who America is. That's who we're supposed to be.
So when you're
should
sitting,
meet his wife,
yeah.
Robin. You'd like her.
I bet I would.
Go ahead, Rhonda.
I said, so when we're sitting in the VA, instead of staring at our phones, talk to the people around you. We know this.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the people that are
get
people.
Your thumbs out of that phone.
Exactly. Talk to people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Michael Bear Claire was the one that was on the show, and he had somebody on with him. That's the show the guys were talking about earlier. I found it. You didn't think I could.
Yeah, that's right. The guy that was on was ex-Special Forces. The other guy that came on was currently in Special Forces.
Yes.
If I remember right, correct?
I'm pretty sure that's Dave Rogers or Scott Rosler were the two.
Wrestler. Because Bear is a very dear friend of mine, and Scott is a hero of mine.
Yeah,
very much so. Yeah, I know them both.
So,
but I don't know who Dave Rogers is.
Dave Rogers, I don't either. But he's on the front of TreatNow.org, which I have posted all of this on VA Corruption by the Buchanan Report. And before I set my computer up, I'll put it all on the Buchanan Report, so you can just click on the links and go see what's going on.
Beautiful.
I might be going to the HBOT 2020 with you, though.
Well, then we're going to have to hang out then.
Yes. Yes, I think so.
Ivan, are you coming?
What day is it?
and Ron too. It's the see at the 13th Annual Symposium on the 27th, 28th, and 29th in South Carolina.
So
Charleston.
I can't travel.
In South Carolina?
Yes.
I'll guarantee you I'm not going to be there.
Oh, have mercy.
Ain't
I
no way.
It's you and me, girl.
Now,
wait a minute. What are you? You're going to be in South Carolina? Wait a minute.
Yes.
What month are we talking now?
September.
This month.
This month.
No. I'll probably be in Michigan. Truthfully, I mean no. what are you going to be doing in South Carolina, Rhonda?
Isn't that what we're talking about? We're talking about the
yes.
symposium.
That's where this
That's what this whole
at.
Interview has been about.
He didn't listen.
No, I told you that.
It's his wife that's mad at him, right? Okay.
Right.
I just wish she would talk to me through text. That would be much better.
Because
yes,
it's harder to do things.
Yeah,
the
8th month symposium will be held in Charleston, South Carolina. September 27th, 28th, and 29th.
I wish I could go this year.
I just
got back from D.C., though. Go ahead, Ivan. Oh, now he's going to
be
quiet.
No. I already know I get quiet when I know I'm in trouble. You know, so.
Yes.
Well, Robin, I just have to ask. I'm in Colorado, and you're sitting in the heart of the Navajo Nation, which
and,
to me is Dallas.
I'm at Crown Point, New Mexico. Yes.
Yeah. So are you in a sweat lodge or in a hogan or what?
I am actually I'm actually at Navajo Technical University.
Okay.
I do leadership consulting in schools on the reservation, and it has been absolutely extraordinary. These kids are amazing. You know, I always say that college freshmen and high school students, all they need is a crusty war veteran on speed dial.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think everybody could use one, but they really need it. So, yes.
And carry around the diver's bell to stick them in when you need them to be quiet, you know. So.
Oh, my gracious. You know, they're quite wonderful. They really are.
We're just going to check out your sinuses, kid.
Yeah. Give them a basketball and put them out on the court. You won't have to worry about them.
You are awful.
I know. I know. We're running out of time here. Get that information out there again, the date, times, and all of that for the symposium, if you will, and then your final comments, if you would, please.
Yes, it's the 13th Annual Hyperbaric Symposium. I think it's sponsored by the International Hyperbaric Association. It will be in Charleston, South Carolina, September 27th, 28th, and 29th. There will be a military roundtable discussion and lots of speakers. I don't know, Rhonda, if you have the link. If you don't, we will make sure that we get that to you. Guys, I just want you to know that miracles happen every day, and they're often hidden in plain sight because we're not seeking them out. I have tried so many things to get my life back, and this is the real deal. It really is. And the more Americans know about hyperbaric oxygen therapy, the more Americans can do something about making sure that it's a treatment that would become available to not just veterans, but anyone and everyone, a mainstream treatment for those who need it. And I really can't think of a single American that couldn't benefit from this treatment. So thank you so much for having me tonight.
Yeah. Thank you, Robin.
Very well said.
They also
are
having a training. You can get the International Clinical Hyperbaric Technologist Training Course there.
That's right. That's just before the symposium, isn't it?
And, you know, it's really reasonable. It's $395 for HMI professional members or $795 for non-members. You know, if I was young and looking for a career, I got to say, that looks pretty good. No, I don't need a career. I volunteer too much.
Yeah, or the other
Absolutely,
one.
Absolutely, Rhonda. That's a great point.
You said two things, Rhonda.
What?
This is why you get in trouble. Stop.
Yes, it is.
I do. I do have one last question, okay? I don't know if you can speak to this or not, Robin, but if you can, please do. As I told you before, me and Ron started looking all over, and we found, you know, some hyperbaric treatment apparatus that you could purchase for your home. Now, I understand that doesn't have the concentration of the oxygen, you know, that you get at a professional facility. But do they work, and to what degree? And is it a waste of money? Is it better than nothing? Can you speak to that before we sign up?
I absolutely can speak to that, I'm pleased to do it. Yes, there are hyperbaric chambers that you can have in your home. I have one, it has been absolutely amazing. Now, is it as powerful as the chambers that you, or the hard chambers that you would utilize, like say at our facility in Tucson, Dr. Henrich's facility? Are they as powerful? Technically, no, they're not. But let me tell you. You are breathing 100% pure medical grade oxygen under pressure in Dr. Henrich's facility, and in my home you're using it's a soft chamber that doesn't get up to as high of pressures, but very effective pressures, and you're breathing 97% oxygen through an oxygen concentrator. So, is it effective? It absolutely is, and you can kind of do a hybrid treatment as well if that works for you. But the point is that it is effective, and it is absolutely I believe it's absolutely worth it, absolutely worth it. And they range in price from anywhere from $3,000 to $25,000, depending on the unit itself. But yes, it is effective, and it has been very beneficial for me because it's not always been feasible for me to travel such long distances for treatment.
Right.
Do they make one with a lock on the outside?
Stop.
Well, I gotta ask. I'm just thinking of the lovely one.
And on that note, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
See, that's why you always
have to. I had to ask.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, honey, you don't have to tell me twice. I see exactly what's going on.
Yep.
Anyway, I can get her caged up, I'll tell you.
Any studies on
cancer? Any studies on cancer? I've been asked that question a couple times because people have listened to the show and you know, I asked, well, does it work towards cancer? And I really don't know the answer on that.
The best person to ask that would be Dr. Henrich herself, but she has a colleague, I believe his name is Dr. Dominic D'Agostino, and he has had great results dealing with cancer and hyperbaric.
Do they have that on their website, like the different types of cancer, or?
That I cannot speak to, but I can definitely get that information to Rhonda I hang up here. Yeah, for sure. I can get that to her.
Yeah, because again, the reason I asked the question, I have been asked by people, you know, we've done, well, I don't know, we've had a show on hyperbaric, what this is, maybe the fourth, fifth, sixth one, something like that. You know, and it just seems like every time we have a show, we get hit with another question here and there or whatever. And I have been asked that question. I just don't know the answer, and thus I'm just trying to ask for the audience there. Again, there is just so much that needs to be found out on what this will do for people other than what we do know it's doing for people.
If I may just say that it's a healing modality. It's pure oxygen under pressure, and it doesn't pick and choose which system it will heal. Just it makes for ideal and optimal healing conditions when you are breathing pure oxygen under pressure. Remember, the human body has an amazing ability to heal itself under optimal conditions. So whether we're talking about traumatic brain injury or diabetic foot wounds, or we're talking about getting results with cancer, I have a dear friend who's a periodontist who uses it for his patients for bone grafts.
Really?
and free gingival grafts. Oh, absolutely. It's about healing. It impacts over 2,000 gene expressions. It's an amazing healing modality. And allow me to say this. It's oxygen, and God made it, and it works. And we are living in a severely oxygen-depleted environment. So if the body has this amazing ability to heal itself, and we simply add back to it what already should be there, the results could not be negative. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So I think we're just now beginning to see all of the things that hyperbaric can do.
It's amazing.
I agree.
You take God's gift of life, which is oxygen. You just purify it and put it under pressure, and it's amazing what it's doing in a lot of different areas.
Yes. Absolutely.
That's what struck me.
We're just the messengers. He's the physician, but we're just the messengers.
Can't argue with that.
Absolutely. All right. Hey, Robin. I want to thank you for coming on. I hope I wasn't too cantankerous there, you know.
Oh,
and,
man.
Appreciate
not
you
at all.
Up.
I love it.
All right. We're going to stick you in the blue room. And she can hear us, but now we cannot hear her. So I love each and every one of these shows. And more and more information just keeps coming out. Just amazing to me. I don't know why there hasn't been more legitimate studies for the veterans out there. You know, you got our military that, what was it, 2 years ago, you know, that they're using it, you know, at least they were testing it and all of that. I haven't heard anything bad come out from it at all.
No, I haven't either. I'm about ready to go try it.
For what?
So I can hold a train of thought again. It's got to help with age, right?
Yep. Well, just don't wear a motorcycle shirt to the VA.
Could beat yourself against chain link fences. It might help.
So I'm
or
on
inciting
Dr.
fights down at the local bar.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. I remember. See, I told you, my memory. I have none. But I'm reading on Dr. Henrik's Facebook page, her reviews, and actually one of the children is 6 years old, and he has hamartoma tumor syndrome, and he's had 42 treatments. So, and they said he is using more words to communicate, a lot of improvement. So there you go. There's one of your answers. And I already shared all of this on our page. So if you want to go click on these links and see what's going on, I would.
Can you imagine how much money they could make if it regrew hair? You know, people wouldn't be going bald, you know. I'm glad Robin's in the blue room. I know she's probably ready to light me up now with that comment.
Yes. You're so bad.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Or look at all the money being made out there with the blue pill. I won. Now that's a legitimate question, you know, that I should have asked you. You know.
Oh, dude.
That I won't. I, you know, come on. you know. Hey, inquiring minds want to know. I'm just asking for my audience now. That's all. That's all.
Sure.
Okay. That's it for me. Rhonda, Ron, it's up to you.
Thank you, Robin. I want to talk to you when you get back from the symposium. I'm going to give you a call. That's all I got, guys.
All right. Well, I got to say thank you, Rhonda, or Robin. Excuse me.
You need some oxygen, Ron.
Quiet. I've got it plugged into my nose. What are you talking about? I've been a follower of this ever since we learned about it, and the more I hear about it, the stronger I feel about it.
Yep.
And the VA needs to get off their duffs and do something with it.
The only reason I knew that the VA only used it for wound care, it clear back to Dr. Sue.
Uh-huh.
That's when we first started talking about this.
And yeah, I forgot about that.
Yep.
Yeah.
If my memory's not all bad.
All Dr. Sue out of New York.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I do have a quotable quote for tonight. Comes from Will Rogers, one of my favorite guys. If I studied all my life, I couldn't think up half the number of funny things passed in one session of Congress.
That's good. I like it. All right, that's it for us tonight.
Yep.
See you all next
week. Have a good night.
Yes, good night.
Good night.